kid Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Welcome back.
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Wednesday, September 20th, 2023. How wild and dystopic? Well, sort of talked about it a little bit over the first hour, and, you know, we could go on and on. I mentioned yesterday, I mentioned Carl Tykrib, and he gave a talk back in 2010 at the Winnipeg Prophecy Conference. You can find it on his YouTube channel. Originally, it was part of his Forcing Change project. Now it's just called Carl Tykrib, his channel. But that video was posted back in 2013. 1,263, a whopping 1,263 views. And it's something that everybody should watch. And, you know, especially when you think about the fact that it's 10 years old. It's a decade old at this point. And the way that things are moving these days and the fact that there is an agenda, you know, the rise of the Aquarian Age in esoteric terms and, you know, all things correspond to that. It really is an amazing talk. And it is what we're seeing. The description reads, this presentation was given at the 2010 Winnipeg Prophecy Conference. It's a survey of the age-old idea of human aggrandizement from the New Age to political utopianism. Note, because of editing technicalities, you may notice a few slides are slightly jumbled. Anyway, the key moments are labeled, or what you might call chapters, key moments. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. But wait, it's not what you think. It doesn't say that. I'm just saying, but wait, it's not what you think. You have to listen to it. And when you hear it, wow. You know, this is what guys like Gary Kaa and others have written about, you know, and often from a firsthand account, as is the case with Carl Tykrib here. And then the other key moments, Luciferian tactics, Lucifer, bearer of light, wink, wink, the heart of Mormonism, the heart of Freemasonry, theosophy, New Age movement, transhumanism, a political savior, Bertrand Russell on world government, and we need the right leader. We need the right leader. A very charismatic and unifying figure, right? And someone who is, in the words of Friedrich Hayek, strong enough to do whatever he wants, basically. I really would like to play that sometime. 47 minutes long, that's, you know, that would basically take up an entire broadcast over the course of 2 hours because of breaks and stuff. Anyway, for now, let's just do what I mentioned in the first hour. Speaking of the Liberty Safe nonsense, Buddy Brown did a video, a little bit of levity mixed in with the horror of why, you know. I think if we look around and we see how we are all sort of self-censoring in a variety of ways, which makes me think of the other two videos, you know, Why are people so obedient? Compliance and tyranny. Maybe we'll play that. And there's that bit at the end that I think is useful and germane to the discussion. Some ideas on, you know, things to say. You know, really right at the end. For example, you can say something like, I haven't made up my mind yet, you know, to the strategy of sowing seeds of doubt, which I'm not, you know, hearing it that way, I'm not a fan of that. Because that reminds me of Yea Hath God Said. But it's not that. It's something a little, it's different. It's not that. If the consequences of living fully in the truth are too severe, Rose recommends the strategy of sowing seeds of doubt in the minds of others, or as he explains, for example, you could say something like, I haven't made up my mind yet, or on the one hand, I can see the value of X, but on the other, you can also suggest other options by saying things like, I have a friend who, or I read somewhere that doing, you know, and doing this gives you plausible deniability while retaining your sense of control. It also offers an escape hatch for others who have been afraid to speak up. Often all it takes is a single spark of ambivalence or mixed opinion. And this obviously all, you know, as I think Lark mentioned, if I recall correctly, the Ash conformity experiment. And, you know, how people will mostly tacitly go along, but someone like Matthias de Smet reminds us that, you know, the 30% who are not on board or tacit need to continue to quietly speak up. And what's happening, you know, when you look at all of this crazy stuff that's going on, there is an effort to poke at people. What was I looking at? There's this effort to poke at people, you know, with the garbage that, like what I mentioned, you know, the meme, speaking of meme warfare, this is why young people in America are so confused. And again, that image that has circulated on social media has the 10 images of folks and the captions, you know, so Dr. Rachel Levine. Yeah. And I say that in all cynicism. You know, a person who is psychologically disturbed, as this person clearly is, that needs psychological help, that has a disorder, should not be the assistant secretary for health or anything. Shouldn't be a doctor. You know, there was a time when, anyway, I digress. So the images of the folks, you know, Rachel Levine and the caption woman, Joe Biden and the caption competent, Kamala Harris, African American, George Floyd hero, Bill Gates scientist, Michael Obama oppressed, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, genius, Greta Thunberg, expert, and rioters, mostly peaceful, and Elizabeth Warren, Native American. You know, a blonde, fair-skinned, blue-eyed, you know, I mean, good golly. So there's an effort to do this kind of thing. You know, I think at some point I should circle back. I really intended to do at least one or maybe a series of broadcasts on psychological and emotional abuse. And the things that go along with it. You know, so we are familiar in a political and foreign policy sense with the concept of P2OG, You go to Wikipedia, Proactive Preemptive Operations Group. What is that? A proposed U.S. intelligence agency, yeah, wink, wink, that would employ black world, black operations tactics. Black operations tactics. The Defense Science Board, DSB, conducted a 2002 DSB summer study on special operations and joint forces in support of countering terrorism. Yeah. Not stopping. It's kind of like, you know, the Center for Disease Control. Oh, yeah. And what was that other thing? Yeah. For countering terrorism, not stopping it, countering it, so that we keep it going. Because, again, the tension is what moves the thing along. That's how you direct the current. Excerpts from that study dated August 16, 2002 recommend the creation of a superintelligence support activity. Superintelligence support activity. Which is, you know, anyway. An organization it dubs the Proactive Preemptive Operations Group, P2OG, to bring together CIA and military covert action, information warfare, intelligence, and cover and deception. For example, the Pentagon and CIA will work together to increase human intelligence, human forward operational presence, and to deploy new clandestine technical capabilities. Now, question. When was the last time Congress declared war? With whom are we at war? The AUMF gets renewed every year because, you know, that's the new deal after the Senate produced the, you know, Senate Report 93-549 to end the national emergency, but now we just renew it every year. Is it still? Yeah, okay, let's renew that. When was the last time Congress declared war? With whom are we at war? Nobody, technically, constitutionally speaking. Concerning the tactics P2OG would use, among other things, this body would launch secret operations aimed at stimulating reactions among terrorists and states possessing weapons of mass destruction. That is, for instance, prodding terrorist cells into action and exposing themselves to quick response attacks by U.S. forces. Such tactics would hold state, sub-state actors accountable and signal to harboring states that their sovereignty will be at risk, the briefing paper declares. There are many problems. This whole concept is fraught with problems, but not the least of which, when we take it from foreign policy and, you know, national politics down to a personal level, at a personal level, in the field of psychology, they call it reactive abuse. So reactive abuse occurs when someone who has been abused begins to defend themselves by responding to abuse with physical or verbal attacks. And that's what's happening in America. Decent people are being abused and tortured and tormented. Think about what's happened through COVID, for example. Self-defense, some say, is a more accurate term. It's important to understand that someone who has to resort to reactive abuse is not the instigator. Rather, they are the victim who is reacting to being abused. The term reactive abuse can therefore be problematic because it labels the victim as an abuser. But that's what we do in America these days, right? We put evil for good and evil and good for evil, light for dark, dark for light. Speaking of Isaiah, a more accurate term to describe this behavior is self-defense. Unfortunately, reactive abuse, this is actually from a post I'm reading here, from a post over at verywellmind.com by Sanjana Gupta, published last month, August 10, 2023, Understanding Reactive Abuse, Signs and Solutions. So, continuing, unfortunately, reactive abuse often works against the victim of abuse because their abuser may use it as leverage against them. Oh, Yeah, in foreign policy, we call that P2OG, Proactive Preemptive Operations Group, meets R2P, Responsibility to Protect or even to Prevent. We need to put you in a box somewhere in a hole because you can't be trusted. Once the victim of abuse responds this way, the perpetrator often claims that the abuse is mutual, says Connors. In some cases, the abuser might even claim to be the wounded party and try to use the instances of proof that they have been abused instead of the other way around. Yeah, P2OG calls it stimulating reactions among terrorists and states possessing weapons of mass destruction. Well, one person's terrorist is another. You know, we called it the Iraq invasion, didn't we? Who was invading? Why Iraq? Why Afghanistan? They had weapons of mass destruction. No, they didn't. Joe Wilson told us so in a New York Times op-ed. What I didn't find. What I didn't find. The 2003, July 6th, yeah. What I Didn't Find in Africa by Joseph C. Wilson. They created the Office of Special Plans to sell a lie to Stovepipe Intelligence, and they, you know, set guys like Joe Wilson to the task of, you know, trying to lie about the lie try to solidify the lie in the minds of the American people, and he wouldn't do it, obviously. So, you know, that becomes stimulating reactions becomes, aha! One person's terrorist is another person's freedom fighter. Who's defining terms? You know, Google used to have a really clear definition about 10 or 15 years ago on terrorism, but then that had to get massaged for obvious reasons, and I would read it on the regular. I forget which dictionary they were drawing from, but they changed it. And states possessing weapons of mass destruction. Well, who's to say? Because, you know, again, just ask Joe Wilson. Continuing, perpetrators may use these manipulation tactics as a way to justify their abuse, control their victims, and keep them from leaving or speaking about the abuse. They may even try to record the person's reaction or provoke a response in public so that they have witnesses who can say they saw them being abused. And what's crazy is this is being emulated. You know, you watch what's his name? Over at High Impact Flicks, for example. And it's, you know, it's everywhere. Hey. You know, guys like Adam Green and so on and so on. It's all kind of the same thing. You know, whether you're doing it on purpose or not, you get sucked into this vortex of this kind of reactionary stuff. Some people are doing it on purpose. Others sort of take the lead of these people that seem strong, but actually what they're doing is not a good thing. What should we do? Well, I'll mention that when we come back. Stick around.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, We also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Welcome back. So what should we do? Psalm 76 is interesting, the victorious power of the God of Jacob. But specifically, James 1:20 in the King James says, "For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God." And more particularly, Romans 12. "Present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what is the will of God, what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." And this is, I'm preaching to myself. This is a sermon to the mirror. So gifts. Exercise the gifts accordingly, service, etc. But then, you know, from verse 9 on, really, "Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil, cling to what is good, be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor, not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, devoted to prayer, contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. I've mentioned this a few times in recent months. And I don't know about you, but I got to say, traffic is one of my worst pet peeves. And I find myself reminding, often after the fact, reminding myself, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Are you really persecuted? Maybe not, but there, you know what I'm talking about. There's a lot of insanity. There's a lot of stupidity going around. I think we've gone through the narcissistic world straight into the solipsistic world. Nothing exists but me and my own mind. It is the ultimate externalization of Bertrand Russell and Ludwig Wittgenstein, this kind of nonsense. It's ridiculous. And all of the other, again, psychologically disturbed folks that are venerated in universities, it's ridiculous. I digress. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation. And then we really start getting to where the rubber meets the road. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. That's pretty specific. The Holy Spirit doesn't leave us to wonder. Never pay back evil for evil to anyone. Again, traffic is, a place to grow, perhaps. Respect what is right in the sight of all men. You could just hang it right there on Romans 12:17. If possible, so far as it depends on you, be at peace with all men. Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. But if your enemy is hungry, feed him, and if he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. There it is, right there. In a nutshell. And so, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. But what does he want? Does he want to do that? No. 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. That's what he really wants. And if we do what Paul exhorts and admonishes in Romans 12, then that's what changes hearts. Romans 5:8, God demonstrates his love in this, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Essentially dying for his enemies and their opportunity to repent and be restored to right relationship with their creator. That's what changes hearts. So again, James, the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. 2 Peter 3, he wants all to come to repentance, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. And so demonstrating his love, letting that work itself out in our lives and the lives of others around us by not paying back evil, never repaying evil for evil to anyone, and not being overcome by evil, but overcoming evil with good. That's what should be happening. And there was a time in America, I think, when we operated more along those lines, and we didn't make a big deal about it. We just did it. Did what was right, and not in stoic fashion, but in biblical sort of fashion. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
To Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Brooks Sessions.
So no matter who you are or where you come from, I feel like everybody at this point knows that this whole world is being run by just a handful of people who want to tell you what to do, who want to tell you how to live your life. There's a changing of the tides going on, though, now. I really hope you love and support this message. Share this song. It's called What They Fear the Most. Folks with dreadlocks and rednecks with boots, Hispanics and patriots and the same troop. They told us we're enemies till we became friends. Puppet strings coming from D.C. again. They got everyone willing to purchase their lies. They stay in the shadows and watch us all fight. Cause if we're at war with each other nonstop, we won't see the evil come straight from the top. But what they fear most is the neighborhoods coming together, not just in fair weather. And what they fear most is the red, white, and blue in the streets, saying screw the elites. Just cause we question don't make us outlaws. The problem is billionaires trying to play God. When we love this country and cheer for each other, we get the same goals. That's what they fear the most.
Welcome back. All right, let's go back to the phones real quick. Larkin, Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Howdy, Chris.
Good morning.
You know, what prompted my call was your mention of Carl Tykrib. I hadn't heard his name mentioned in years. And so I typed it in the search engine, and sure enough, he was associated with Gary Call back in the day. Or Gary Call was associated with him. But at crossroad.to, Crossroads Ministries, Barrett Joss website, is a piece titled Educating for Pagan Change, Earth Day and the First National Teach-In. This is written by Carl Tykrith. And then, of course, I was reminded of the guy that was called the
founder. And that was back in 2002, right? That was 20 years ago.
I reckon, yeah. But people forget. See, I know a lot about Earth Day. That was my mother's, my late mother's birthday. Mm-hmm. I turned, you know, I was 16 years old in 1970.
And I would say the reminder, you know, the enemy is us. That was based on, you know, Walt Kelly wrote that about Earth Day. That was that was kind of the rub there, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. And of course, that caused me to revisit the article about Ira Einhorn, who held forth on the stage organizing the very first Earth Day commemoration or celebration, teach-in, as it were, in Philadelphia. He was later discovered to have murdered his girlfriend, Polly Maddox, stuffed her in a trunk inside a closet, so as to compost her in classic environmentalist fashion. And then he proceeded to head off to Europe and escaping the long arm of the law for many years, living it up, living the high life. And all of his libtard friends protected him, of course, from being found. But yeah, that was the guy, Ira Einhorn. So then we have to go to 1980, jump to 1980, and now we've got the so-called Earth First movement. Talking 10 years later, Earth Day, 1970, 1980, Earth First. And, of course, they were drawing upon the writings of all the previous writers before them. You know, like Rachel Carson, Silent Spring, 1962, and others. But they were specifically drawing upon the guy that coined the word sociobiology, a man by the name of E.O. Wilson. And that's really how that movement was born. And when you look at the symbolism for Earth First, basically you've got a mallet and a wrench. I mean, it's socialism 100% all the way. And then we jump to what I'm going to be discussing with Ron Avery on his show tomorrow, 2 o'clock Central, here on RBN. We're going to talk about Sir Ronald Cohen and social impact investing, and specifically the bonds, because, of course, Sir Ronald Cohen is the one that is called the founder, the father, rather, of the social impact bond. Mm-hmm. And this is how they're going to make all of this stuff come together mm-hmm. and into a new economic system that I don't see really anybody on this network even talking about except to broad brushstroke it. And I doubt in really just an hour-long conversation with Ron, we're going to be able to flesh this out. But we're going to take a stab at it. And otherwise, I appreciate you mentioned at the outset of your broadcast the little short piece, 12 minutes long, at Academy of Ideas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
About, because I thought it was pretty well done. It mm-hmm. was pretty straightforward. And I think it should give all of us pause in terms of how it is that we're being snookered, bamboozled, roped in, corralled, and stampeded towards this future in which we're all going to be essentially held in bondage and slavery in a worse fashion than the world has ever known. But I think key to all this is understanding how these forces came together, and particularly how it is these rich fat cats have jumped on board with all their messaging and their advertising and so forth, because they all want to turn everybody into good communitarian slaves, obviously. And the fat cats want to be rewarded for doing so. So this new economic system is based primarily on tokenization and rewards for good behavior.
And for generations,
you're not going to own anything, after all, and you're going to be happy.
For generations, from your generation, definitely my generation forward, video games and things like that have been training kids to conditioning people to, in preparation for that, the tokenization of things.
Yeah, we're gonna rue the day that we celebrated all these tech crazies, and we lauded them. You know, we saw their faces festooned on our TV screens and everything, and we all just revered them because they were rich, and they were so cool and hip.
Well, it's interesting, that I think there's a kind of a. Everybody gets pulled along in tow to a certain extent. There are exceptions. George Soros and his God complex. Bill Gates, same kind of thing, messianic complex. George Soros has actually talked about it in his case. I think Bill Gates has too. I think I talked about the Time Magazine article from the 90s. But speaking of Time Magazine articles and this subject, Ronald Cohen wrote a piece in Time Magazine it's part of the Time 2030 deal, titled "Modern Capitalism Needs a Revolution to Undo the Damage It Has Caused," and it's an impact revolution that he's talking about. So, in that piece, he says, "Where is it? More than $40 trillion of environmental, social, and governance investment, this is 2021, is now flowing aimed at aiming to achieve impact in addition to profit. This amounts to half the capital in the hands of professional asset managers. It is too big to be a flash in the pan." And so, $40 trillion, and, you think about the Black Rocks and how they are – in a sense, kind of the cybernetic rudder of society. And we're really starting to feel that pressure now, where everything will comport itself and everyone, therefore, to these, to this agenda, basically.
Well, let's make no mistake about it. This is all coming from these Jewish banks, Senator, in the city of London, and extending its tentacles around the world, because all the nation states like this country, we're all debt slaves, and we're in bankruptcy. We're never coming out. And so long as we continue to measure all of our self-worth and our wealth and everything else with mere representations of reality, like letters and numbers, we are going to be measured and managed and monetized long into the future. And so long as we are dependent upon this this tech to gather the data necessary to be able to implement these schemes, and then you've got millions and billions of people jumping on board to do the bidding of people like Ronald Cohen and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and stuff like that, we're always going to be victimized. And we don't, we have to always remember that finance, economics, money, banking, and law and religion are all tied to the hip. That's why you don't see any Christian leadership in this country at all exposing what's going on. And probably the Jewish media wouldn't allow them a voice anyway, you know, in their publications, on their radio stations, or in their on their TV screens anyway. But the ones they do let on, you can bet they're part of the problem, and they're probably in cahoots.
Well, the one caveat I would make is Jewish is sort of disingenuous. I think of Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, those who call themselves Jews but are not.
And, I know you always say that, Chris. That bothers the hell out of me. I'm talking about people who self-identify as Jews.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and I don't want to go into a discussion about what is a Jew and what is not.
I don't think it's fair. It does a disservice, I think. This is just my opinion. I'm entitled to my opinion, same as you are.
You are, but let me just finish by concluding.
Actually, let me finish my thought, because I started saying something and you interrupted me. So, Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, those who call themselves Jews but are not, self-identifying, as you said. I think it's interesting the distinction that Paul makes in Romans 2 and Romans 9, and he is, you know, sort of the unimpeachable witness on the subject, though some would disagree. There is the issue of rejecting the Messiah that, you know, to understand that, you look at Romans 11:25 in particular, but, you know, what he says, for example, he is not this is Romans 2:28-29, for he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, nor a circumcision that which is outward in the flesh. This is a sort of contrast from Old Testament to New Testament, but that's a different discussion. But he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that which is of the heart, by the Spirit, capital S, the Holy Spirit, not by the letter. And his praise is not from men, but from God. So I think that's an interesting distinction.
Well, and that's a fair point. I know you raise it all the time, and it really, you know, for me, it derails the thrust of the conversation. But be that as it may, I will conclude by saying this. When the epitaph is written on America, it's going to be penned by a Jew and pinned on the Christians. And the remnant, now bereft of their senses, will still be left arguing about who is and who is not a Jew. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Lark. Much appreciated, as always. Yeah, I think we could also, I'm going to say we could throw in, what was the other thing I was going to say? I don't remember. But I think we could, you know, along the discussion of the points, this is just my sort of continuation of what Lark was saying. You know, we could also throw in the whole earth catalog, you know, stuff, the whole earth electronic link deal, and the Stewart Brands. You know, Stewart Brand is amazing how closely linked guys like Stewart Brand are to the same kind of forces that Lark was talking about. You know, finds himself in intelligence communities and discussions, and, you know, high finance and all this kind of stuff. You know, that's a sort of side note. What was the other thing? I don't know. Maybe it'll come back to me in a second. Back to the phones, though, in the interest of time. James in Vancouver, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, good morning. You can kind of draw a line from the first Earth Day back in 1970. I remember it well. All the way to the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez New Green Deal. Sort of like, hey, boys, this is the end of our industry, and we're going to placate the left. Let it swing left. Let left be fashionable. Back to you. What do you think?
Absolutely. That reminds me of what I've been saying for, I think, about the last two or three days in a row about how electricity works. Electricity, you know, you direct it through resistance. And that's how it, you make it follow a path. That's the current. And that's what the dialectical opposition and conflict model is really all about. It's a tightly controlled, people think that they're thinking for themselves. Obviously, this group that you're talking about is one side of that, but that, that resistance is what moves this whole thing along down the line.
And then we had a lot of very well scripted so-called terrorist actions in the 1970s, the Patty Hearst thing, what have you. Obviously, I think very, you can tell it was done with the under the auspices of the government. And this, I think, was to somehow placate the radicals and placate those who smelled a rat over the assassinations in the 60s. And this was fashion set up. And it spread to the terrorism in Europe, and terrorism became a big business. Back to you.
Absolutely. You know, and so, I mean, I talked recently about Operation Cyclone, which is sort of the big example of that. There's all the stuff that was written throughout that era about the rise of this stuff. And then from there, from the 70s to the 90s, you skip forward and you see the birth of the modern industrial DefSec community, the defense security stuff. And then from there, you skip forward a very short time, about 10 years, to the effective outsourcing of all of that. You know, the predominantly outsourced spooky state, you know, the deep state is predominantly outsourced by about 2007, and R.J. Hillhouse and Tim Shurock write about it. And the rest is sort of history.
Well, yeah, and of course, this is, again, the Edward Bernays trick. You do the advertising for smoking in the early 20th century. Well, you, Edward Bernays, the Earth Day and the terrorism, and you give that to the people. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks. Absolutely.
I'm sorry I haven't been able to follow the show for the last while, but I thought I'd call in and say hello, and good to talk to you.
Much appreciated, as always.
Alrighty.
Thank you, James.
All right. Talk to you later then. Thanks.
All right.
Bye now.
So, in the remaining moments here, final thought. You know, speaking of this clash of civilizations, I think of Pike's letter to Mazzini, the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. This is what I would call political Zionism and political Islam. And, you know, the Dorothy Thompsons of the world have told us that wherever Zionism is, there's perpetual war and conflict. Imagine that. And what is the most, one of the most powerful and influential lobbies in Congress? Well, you know. So I would say these forces are identified in the modern political incarnation known as Israel and Saudi Arabia. Israel and Saudi Arabia, by the way, even the UN Human Rights Council says that these are the worst human rights violators on the planet, but are, you know, America's dearest allies in the region. Imagine that. You can tell a person by their company, the company they keep. So continuing, the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam and political Zionism mutually destroy each other. How is it that, you know, Israel and Saudi Arabia have not, you know, collided yet at this point? You know, we hear two sides of that discussion. We hear about how Israel and Saudi Arabia were culpable, at least accessories to, and that's, you know, a historically and historically established fact that Israel and Saudi Arabia were culpable in the attacks on September 11, 2001. 15 and 19 alleged hijackers were Saudi. And Carl Cameron did an amazing series, Israeli Spying in the U.S., suppressed four-part Fox News series. It was supposed to be 12 parts, a series of three four-part series. The first four parts aired, and Fox pulled it after 2 weeks. It was pretty amazing. Anyway, the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam and political Zionism mutually destroy each other. Saying Islam is disingenuous. It's the Wahhabi contingent. It's the Wahhabi Salafi Diobandi contingent. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of physical, moral, and spiritual and economical exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil. Sounds like Huntington's Clash of Civilizations. Then everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. This is, you know, the good bad guys showing up to defeat the bad guys. And then the multitude, you know, that's the stuff with, like, you know, Klaus Schwab, arch Bond supervillain versus Clay Clark and the Reawaken America nonsense, you know? Yeah. And, you know, speaking of that, I feel like these days the Machiavellian tactic really is, or maybe it's even a strategy. It's you know, can Satan cast out Satan? I feel like Machiavelli probably read Jesus saying that and said, ooh, that's genius. Let me write that down. And that's what you see everywhere now. That's the idea. The devil will throw himself out. We'll throw the rascals out. Philip Drew, administrator, will remain, however. And the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer brought finally out in view. Reactionary movement will destroy Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. And obviously political Zionism and political Islam. Anyway, I hope it was informative, perhaps even edifying. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Please support the network and please pray for one another. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side. Thanks, Julie. All right. Happy Julie Friday.
Hand in hand with the guns and legitimate excuses, the rich declare themselves poor, and most of us are not sure if we have too much, but we're taking our chances.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames.
Hello, Julie.
Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion.
Okay.
We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You
can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you